how's things going?
It's going great, man. We're in Vegas right now, and then we go to Tempe, and I forget. I think we go to San Diego then. You know, when you're on tour, sometimes you just forget where you are.
Yeah, man.
Which is bad, because we're just now starting. I need to get my shit together.
You know, so I was going to ask you, how is it working in Vegas? Because when I'm there, I'm drinking, then I'm by the pool drinking, and after that I'm drinking.
Yeah.
You know, so how is
it's different because you're in a work mode. Like, I live in L.A., and so it's nothing for me, and, you know, friends from New York, whatever, come up to Vegas, and I just jump in the car, and they're 4 hours later, and it's 2 days of debauchery, and then you drive back. So this is a different way because, fortunately, we were here, when we first got here, we had a tech here, so we were doing, you know, we were in rehearsals every day from noon till 10 o'clock at night.
Oof.
So, and then you have to go home and get right up. And yeah, it is a little strange walking through a casino to go to your hotel room and knowing that you can't go back down and lose all your money in black. You know, so that is a little different. But, you know, we had 2 days off in a row a week ago. And then, so, you know, now that the show's open too, you can find time to enjoy a little bit more. But now it's, you know, you're in work mode. You know, you do the show for 3 hours a day, but you gotta, one, get your rest and make sure that you're not killing your voice and you're taking care of yourself. So it's definitely still work.
Yeah, I would imagine doing a show like
this. Put it a good way.
I would imagine doing a show like this hungover is probably not the best thing ever.
Just not a chance. Not a chance. Plus this show, I mean, I don't want to get, you know, horny, but this show is so good, and it's, you respect it by doing it. You're being there, you know, I mean, you respect it by really doing a show and your utmost focus and health and all that other stuff.
Did you guys have rehearsal in L.A., or where did you guys rehearse the show?
No, we rehearsed in New York. We were in New York for a month. That's, yeah, I guess a month, 3 weeks or a month, yeah, a month. And then we teched out here. So basically, if you don't know what tech means, basically, you know, they build all the sets in New York and other places, and then you come to the theater that you're starting out at, and they literally, you know, the tech crew is here for about 5 days before us, putting the set up and finalizing it and putting it all. Jeez, our show is a 7 semi-truck show, that many sets. 7. So they have to put it all up, and the local crew works with them, and then when we showed up, the sets are already up and ready to go.
Nice.
So then we do about a week and a half of tech rehearsals. So, you know, when you tech a show, you got to start from the top and just go scene by scene. And so you'll be doing a scene, and they say stop, and you stop, and they readjust the light, and they get everything the way they want them. And then you continue the scene, and then they stop, and then you have to work on. You know, this show, there's a lot of set movement, too, that we're involved in. So we had to learn all that with them. And but it was a tedious process, but Jerry Mitchell, the director, he knows the show so well, and he's so good at it that we won't get through tech very, very well and very painless.
You said that you're living in L.A.?
Yeah, I was in New York for 8 years, but I've been in L.A. the last year and a half.
Okay, so did you audition out here in L.A.?
Yeah, I auditioned on a cell phone.
What?
And then,
how does that work?
It's easy, man. I just booked a big guest star in Person of Interest when I was in L.A., I don't know, February. And literally, my buddy holds my cell phone, pushes record, and then I sit there and do my scene on the cell phone, and then I email it to my agent, and they send it off.
I'm an actor as well, so I haven't had the opportunity to do that. So how does... Did the casting director already know your work and who you were?
Yeah, they already knew. I mean, yeah, they already knew who I was. And I did one of the original readings of this show, too, years ago.
Okay.
So I knew, they knew who I was, and then, so I did it on cell phone, and then I flew off to the callback.
Oh,
so
nice.
So near the final callback. So part of it was one part cell phone, two, the other part was actually flying from L.A. to New York and being there for the callback.
So this isn't your first national tour, right?
No, I did a full Monty about 5-6 years ago.
So is there anything about touring, you know, as an actor that you wish somebody would have told you prior to, I guess, signing on, like good or bad?
Oh, no. I mean, kind of know, you know, the thing I always learned too is, you know, they always say fill up your suitcase with the least amount you think you're going to need and then take half of that out because you accumulate so much stuff on the road, which I'm not really a shopper, so it doesn't bother me, but yeah, it's, you know, you got to keep your life down to a suitcase or two. And that can be a little tricky at times because not everybody, you know, you got to just take the minimal amount of stuff that you're going to need. But you're gone for a whole year and you're in a different climate.
Right.
So that's a little tricky thing. Living out of hotels, you know, you get old after a while.
Yeah. What about laundry? Do you have to concentrate?
That's another challenge. That's funny you bring that up because that was one of my chores I have to get done today. Is laundry? That's a lot of hotels that have coin laundry machines, and that's a blessing. But like where I am right now, there isn't one. So I found this place that you drop it off and do it for you, and you pick it back up.
Oh, that would be even like living where I am now. I would just love to have that.
So. Yeah. I'm used to that from New York because New York has all kinds of drop off laundry services.
Right, right. So why did you decide
to do it for you then fold it there?
Yeah, like fluff and fold too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why did you decide to move from New York to LA?
Well, I had a fair amount of television stuff out of New York. And then, you know, you get to the point where, well, you've done enough in New York, but you have a little bit of a resume. TV wise, and then the next step is to go to LA. And so that's what I did.
Yeah. When you moved out there originally, did you move out there for like more theater work or for TV or just whatever?
When I moved to LA?
I know when you moved out to New York.
Oh, New York? Yeah, no. I had a full time job. I was assistant athletic director at Northern Illinois University, and I had a full time gig, and I just quit it all and moved to New York.
Did you really?
Yeah. I had a great gig. I worked in higher ed for 7-8 years. Had a great job. I loved what I was doing. It wasn't that I didn't dislike it. I loved it. And I quit it all, moved to New York, and started getting up at 8 in the morning or 7 in the morning, going to these EPAs, and I just started doing it. And I'd done it in college some, but I had never really done it professionally at all. And then I moved to New York, and the rest is history, I guess.
So from this is interesting. So from the time you the day you quit, like how long was this sort of idea sort of I guess germinating in your?
Oh, it was. People say it was a risky move, and actually, yeah, it was. But it was a calculated risky move. You know, I had flown out to New York. I actually got invited from a friend to do a reading of this show in New York. So I did that, and then I thought about it for the whole next year. I'm like, man, I love that life. I want to try it. You know, so it took me about a year to build up the courage and to make the decision, and financially, I had to just get everything right.
Right.
So I got it all right and went for it. And, you know, there's been a lot of ups and downs, but so far there's been more ups and downs.
Did you have to, get another, some sort of, I don't know what they call it, a survival job or anything like that when you were out in New York?
Yeah, I mean, I did some. Yeah, I've done everything, you know, bartended everything. Whatever I would do. But, you know, I got out there, and fortunately, I got the whole Monte tour right away. But, you know, I did that for a couple of years, and then I came back, and then I actually broke my leg. I was on tour with the show, the Monte, and I broke my leg, so that laid me up for 6 months or so, and then when I went back, it was starting all over again. So that was a little, you know, I bartended, did some stuff then, and then, just on and off. And, you know, little side to him. T-shirt business, so I sell T-shirts, and you know, so I got a couple other things going on.
Nice.
Last couple of years, but, you know, TV. Good thing about TV is it pays really well, but it doesn't. You know, you only work 1 or 2 days.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a lot of time to you know, where you can do other stuff too, which is good.
Yeah, that's why I'm an actor, as well. I said that, but that's why I started this website too. So.
Yeah,
because what else am I going to do? You know, sit around and stare at the wall.
Yeah, do something.
Yeah, exactly.
24 hours in the day, you should only sleep about 7 or 8 of them.
Exactly, yeah. You know, touring, it's like such a huge commitment. Like, when you find out about this audition, do you have to sort of think about it? It's like, do I want to, spend a year? I don't know how long your contract is, but...
Yeah, Yeah, I signed a year deal. Yeah, you do. I mean, there's kind of a moment where you're like, all right, what am I going to miss? What am I going to do? But, you know, ultimately you just say, and this one was a no-brainer because this show is so great. It's so fantastic. It's a great role. It's a great message. And it's a first national, so you're in really good cities. You're sitting down anywhere from a month to a week. You know, and Jerry always draws really great cast. He doesn't, you know, everybody's talented in this business, but this one's even more talented, but they're also just good people, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the casting office tells you, they always say they're not casting a show, they're casting a family and people that know they're going to get along, and so it's really important. You know, I don't know how they do it, but they're really, really good at it.
Yeah.
So, for this one, it's you know, only a week or, well, we've been with the same group. You know, we rehearsed for, I've been with all these people for 6-7 weeks, and there isn't any, you know, one bad egg or nothing like that. Everybody's awesome. So that makes a lot.
So tell me about your role, Don.
Don's a great role. Have you seen the show?
You know what? I haven't. I've wanted to, but I go to New York like every 6 months, but I just haven't had a chance to see it. So that's why I'm really
see the movie. The movie's really good too.
I know.
Yeah, Don's kind of the arch nemesis to the lead Lola. You know, he takes Don a little bit, you know, time to accept that people really are who they are, and he doesn't want to believe it. He's kind of this bigot, and but ultimately, you know, at the end, he comes around, but it's a great role. It's got a great arc to it. A lot of fun. People seem to relate to him, and yeah, it's a great role. A lot of times I was just doing another interview before you called, and they you know, a lot of shows you do, it's, you know, you, like, we have a matinee today, and you do an 8-show week, and you're doing a matinee, and you're like, oh, you're dragging yourself to the theater. This one, I can't wait to get there. And he's in front of that crowd. I mean, this one's an anomaly. It doesn't happen like this very often.
Yeah, I've had friends who've seen the show, and they said it's just terrific. And it's like, you walk away out of the theater, you're happy, and yeah.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Gary says the best. Gary Mitchell, he's like, if you're an actor and you do this show and you don't have fun with it, then you get out of the business. Just can't. He's right. He's totally right.
Yeah, yeah. So you've done like a ton of shows now, a ton of theater, you know, Vilmonti, this and a bunch of other stuff. So what is the worst thing that has happened in the audience while you're on stage?
That's a good question. I don't know. You know, people react different ways. They, I mean, we were in Colorado one time with Monty and there's so much snow, all the power went out, the whole theater. 2,000 people just went dead.
Wow.
That was kind of interesting. Yeah, I mean, it's like the audiences, they give you so much every night. And, you know, cell phones go off and all kinds of other stuff. It's just, it's live theater. It's, you know, 2,000 audience members and, you know, 60 people backstage. So you have 2,060 human beings in one room, you know, all trying to accomplish the same goal, but everybody's individuals and you always get someone goofy every night.
Right, right, yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for doing this, man. I really can't wait.
Hey, I appreciate it, man.